say for a truma and a smack. Until you look inside, you don't know what exactly they said. And that's why it's important to have the originals. I just don't have the time to put a screen, but you can look it up at your convenience. Just show you a few highlights. The highlights are what's in the Sefer HaTrumah, which is not quoted in the Shach. And the other highlight is there's almost nothing in the Smach. It doesn't say anything, which is why we have to analyze what it's based upon. Simon Ayin Hey. Look what he says. We saw it quoted in the Tosis in Avodah Zarah, Ayin Vav and Aleph. He explains to you why you didn't have to wait 24 hours to restart the clock when you heat up the hot water. Why? The kachshava hamayim levadam kimo yisir atzmo the kol hamayim nasa nevela. So it's black on white. The words nasa nevela are in the originals in the Sefer HaTrumah. Kevin shlohoya b'hem shishul levad l'pleidus akli l'bidgei mesharin chazv nivlu. Fine. So that's all he says. That's all he says. It's based on chaticha nasa nevela. Now there's the contrast. We got this in Tosus also. Why? If it's bolea miheter, you don't restart the clock. Why? This is what he says. Explains as follows. Shekol amayim elem din apleitem en akli. Shereim heter. You don't say chaticha nas nevela by heter. V'chichozu v'nivla b'kli. Look what he says now, which I only thought it was in the east of a heter. It's here. Lo nivla rak ma'at min abosar nivla min akli. O min acholo shemur b'mayim. Sherei eser yodos. That phrase is here. I read it to you yesterday from the Yisav Ahetta. It's here. If you're Megadon, call it the Yisav Ahetta. It's here in the original. Sherei eser yodos chozer v'nivlem an amayim shem heter. Yosef mishachozer v'nivlem an apleta shel akli. The davka b'yisir amin achatich anas in avela. Shkol amayim kuy in iser. Stop. So you stop right here. It's going to come out, Rebbe Osai. That even if it's shalhet, it is a bit of a problem, but it's a minor problem, because you can prorate it. And if it's shal iser, you don't have that luxury, because chaticha nas nevel b'shari sur. Behold, yesh lahatim mishum nat barnat. And even you'll say, it doesn't apply to this bashlu, but there were three nos in Tamar. This is exactly as it's found in Tosis and Avodah Zarah, that I involved with the one exception. The Eser Yodos didn't make it into the Tosis. It got lost. It's over here. But this is a beautiful, this is the original, Sefer HaTrumah, Siman Ayin Hey. What does the Smach have to say about this? So he quotes the Sefer HaTrumah, although in abbreviated fashion. Doesn't quote the entire thing. Excuse me. Quotes the Sefer HaTrumah. It's page Reish Tetzvav in this print. He says, "Torach lachem huchmu mayim chamim b'teir b'toch meis liyes," because if it was hatama niflat b'mayim isur shein bo shishim d'bekula k'deir misharina nasa ben yomo. Doesn't mention Chanan. Doesn't even mention it. V'davka b'k'deir ablu mei isur, aber b'k'deir shnisham shel b'basor v'chagach mayim chamim b'toch meis liyes shel b'basor b'toch meis liyes hashen ishan shel b'chol muteres. Doesn't say why either. He says so little, this Smach. He's such a mekatzer. It's called Sefer Mrs. Cut. It's a small book. So he just leaves everything to your imagination. And the most important line, which is the Mekilim, he's the most silent. The Yeshharbe Mekilim Gabe Din Arishin, the Chamin, the Yachweh Shein Gupagufa Issa Ben Yomo, Ein Lach Shiva Ben Yomo, the Chein Hadas Notu. Doesn't say one word why. So, okay, Sefer HaTrumah is more loquacious than we thought. And the Smach, is more terse than we thought. So it says nothing about anything. Doesn't say, explain the Sefer HaTrumah in any length. Why Easter is this way, why Hetter is this way, and why they argue on Easter. Garnished. So there's nothing here. So we have to then try to figure out what exactly they were saying. So with this introduction of the two original sources, let's open up what we left off yesterday in Siman Kuf Gimel. And see what it says again briefly before we start the Chazar. Please open up if you don't mind. Simen Kuf Gimel. See what it says. Simen Kuf Gimel. Mishpat Zozov said Cotton Yud. That's what our main source is right here. Prima Garden, commenting on the Taz, Sifkot and Yud. It's going on Siv Zion. That's exactly this Inyan. So the Mishpat Al Zav is fairly short. We've had these full page expositions about these topics. It's pretty short. See what he says. Be able to find this line without working too hard. Okay, watch. Hamachabes over. Bichanan Bishari Surin Larmina. But Mayim Shabo Mikov Basa Bachalov Kibasa Bachalov Dan Inilahu. He thinks it's Mikha Bonan. Fine. So it's over Laila. The Svek Svek. We saw that line yesterday. Maybe Pogam or Benatam, Laila Pogam. Maybe the Smack is correct. Now, why did the Smack say what he said? Why? Why? Doesn't say why. Vitama, he tells you why. He is going to tell you, the first person to ever print anything, ever. Why the Smack said it's Mutar. Vitama, look at this. Kevin de Ha'oser en Yochol Litein Achshav Tam Neshvach. The original Oser is more than 24 hours old. Af be'en Shishim Negda. Why the Pogamu? Here we go, the famous expression. Ein haneser yoser mehoser. Sounds familiar, no? Ein haneser yochol leser elo. I'm adding a word. Bizman shoyiser atzim yochol leser. That's not the original phrase, you know. Elo shoyiser atzim yochol leser. He just paraphrases it and limits it by time. And even though we don't pass like the smack, but tziruf to svaris, Rabbeinu Tam, Linus Laila, Onu Matirin. So the Baruch Hashem, he finally found somebody to tell us exactly why the smack is mekel. I mean, he guessed it. The smack didn't say one single word, but lechora, this is the correct pshat. There is no other pshat. Of course, this puts the shoe on the other foot. So why does the Sefer Truma say that it is a problem? Why shouldn't the Sefer Truma agree to this concept of Ein Hanesa? We pass Ein Hanesa, don't we? So, with your permission, we'll go just again. Whenever we want to save time, we go to the Sefer Megillah Sefer. He puts everything in two lines, puts it out for us. Why exactly does the Sefer Truma reject the seemingly very logical svara, which the Prima Godim says Pshat in the Smack? It's too good to be true. So why is it safe for true? We really pass tonight. Why don't we accept this principle of Ein HaNeser? We pass the Ein HaNeser in Simen Tzadi Beis, Simen Kuf Hei. We pass the Ein HaNeser. So why not over here? That's the question. It's a very serious question. How to explain it? So before we see it inside in the text of the Megillah Sefer, I'll give it the lumdus. I'll give it about Peh. He said like this, Ein HaNeser means that the Oser can't be more than the Nesa. So for example, if the Nesa won't go from Chaticha to Chaticha, it won't go. So if the Oser won't go, even though the Nesa does go, it doesn't matter. That's something we had this at the very beginning. Or, if you recall, we had the following case. Melech Balua Bedam. Remember that case? That's also kind of Ein HaNeser. The Iser is Dam. Dam, it's Badal Beshishim. Now it gets into the Kuf Gimel. Now it gets into Melech. Melech can fly, because Melech is a very powerful taste. Very, very powerful. Tavlin. Okay, very nice. Thank you. Good enough. Since the Dam itself, which is the Oser, it's not on. Okay, you can close it. Since the dam can't get that far, no, the dam doesn't have the power to impact so far because it's Badal Beshishim. So even though the melach is not Badal Beshishim, but so what? The melach is kosher. So those two cases, we say Ein HaNeser. Contrast that with our situation. In our situation, the original Oser hasn't lost its ability to spread. Only one problem with it. The one problem is that it's stale. After 24 hours, it becomes stale. But the fact that it's stale does not mean that it can't travel. In the first two cases, it couldn't travel. It couldn't go from chaticha to chaticha, or it couldn't impact on such a great volume. But here, we're saying that the original is still what it used to be, just that it turns stale. But if you got some way to make it unstale, then we don't say that, look, since the original isser would have been stale, now that you give it a refresher course with hot water, which is boiling in it, we say that eina nesa yochalesa. No, it's the same item. It was just spruced up. It's not a chesaron in the item itself that it can't travel either from chaticha to chaticha or more than 60 times its volume. It's a different kind of a shortcoming which can be neutralized by boiling hot water. That's what I'm saying to you about Peh. Now let me show it to you inside as he puts it. Watch. Excuse me. Yeah. What did Chad say for a truma? Why there are more? Why is them talim shabalum miyayin, etc.? This question was raised by the Sif Seidas, Sif Katan Vav, B'din HaRevi. Okay, let's take a look. We have that in front of us. Sif Seidas, Sif Katan Vav. HaRevi. Quotes over here. In Nosen Tam of Gam Batashle in Torah Shishin. Chitei ma'ena nesa chavi also meha oser. It's the end of Sivkot and Vav. Kevin shayayin gufa ein oser peporos mishishin. Who are then besamim? Wait a minute. Habis sofa simen. He's about to ask this kasha. Habis sofa simen. Hekel arav the Ramah. Davka behefsit. Tam kula shal asmak. That the smak holds this yisod. Meyachash isa gufa pogam nachames yes. But we passed the mikra din like the sefer atruma. So the prima gadim who gave this pshat in the smak said it seems to be against what we learned earlier. So he gives this pshat. Hadin shal ein anesa. Watch this. Look inside. Beautiful explanation. Shadin shal ein anesa. Who rak mitvorim shem tchuno v'teva miyuchadim etzel ha'osa. It is the nature of the osa. V'zarminen shaneser mekabel es osa atchuna. Kama b'melach. Shabal adam. Shadam ein b'tivo les yose mishishin. This is b'tal mishishin. Yama melach mekabel tchuna zu, b'tal mishishin. So too. Tavn shabal yayin nesich. Ho v'yayin pogim etavshilim mesuyamim. Fine. Watch this contrast. Avo. Look. Avo. Masha Yisr over la mesli es vinifkam. Ainzu tchuna miyuchedes li Yisr. That this particular Yisr has a specific characteristic that after 24 hours it becomes stale. No. The cold plate on the vlas beklin if gemes acha mesli es. Umikra bialmo sho yisir avala mesliyes v'nifkam. Aval ha-nesar. Shadayin lo avala mesliyes. Because he cooked the water in and refreshed it. Yesh b'kocho leser. V'havi ki yisir she mektsosu lefkam. Mektsosu l'shvach. And the Chavos Das and Yud write something close to this. And the Chassav the Bofen Shona. K'lehatim es ha-dvarim. To make it more understandable to us. I think it's correct. I looked at the Chavos Das. I couldn't really fully understand what he was saying. This I understand what he is saying. Oh. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, watch this now. And this is something I must tell you, it bothered me for all the time we were learning it, and I found that I saw an answer which I wasn't aware of before, which I like very much. You may recall we discussed this months ago, that go smak paskins like a sefer truma, and that we require chanan b'demayin, shum shapleto atzma inat barnat, who saw the gamnat barnat the isura hayat sarach lios mutter rak mitam chanan nesar. This is true. If he's that called adin shel not barnat the isura she also rak mitin the rabbanon tarei chanan b'shar isur mak the rabbanon. The prima gadim says so. Frek the megillah save the kashrus we asked ourselves and he gave a better teretz than we have. If he's that tzarach beer
Lama HaTorah Osra Giyulei Minyan for Atavshal HaMizbashal B'Kudera who rak not Barnat then Chanan who rak Dinder Rabbanon. You may recall Rav Shech to Shlita asked this kasha and he came up with a wild chiddush that ain't a chanami that the food is going to be mutter and you have to do Hagolas Kalim even if the food is going to be mutter otherwise. We couldn't believe that, but we didn't have such a great way out of this. We really were sort of stuck in a pickle. We really were. That's to say that he held Chanan Daraisa, which is also shver. He gets the best answer of all. Tzarech loma da'agos smacks over. The bebishul ein heter shall not barnat. We just saw that in Tosis yesterday. We saw it in Maritu and the Truma today. That's the Rivon. When it comes to the bishul, there is no heter of not barnat. There's no heter of not barnat. So if I cook pork today, and then 6 hours later I cook chicken, the chicken is asur b'daraisa. I not barnat the Isura is the Rabbanon. No, it's not barnat at all. Because you cooked and you cooked. You cook things, much more taste comes out. Excuse me. And there is no heter of not barnat. Meiridik. I hear in our case. No. But that's what the Sefer Truma said, and the Smak agrees. Rakan Shari, hol vave gimel not. It's a beautiful pshat. I love this so much. This is kashrus has bothered me for such a long time. He gave a beautiful answer. It is no not bar not when it comes to cooking, which is the shita sarivan. Beautiful. Why didn't I think of it myself? I don't know. But he thought of it. I think it's a correct answer. It's a beautiful, beautiful answer. Three knots is different. Oh. Narabosai. Let's turn to the Shach here, and Simon Kuf Gimel at the very end. Simon Kuf Gimel, Sivkotten, Chof. The very end. The last one. What did it say in the Ramah? The Ramah says, you know, Avro Laila Mutter, Avro Laila Bein Bishul, the Bas of Acholov, that he also is Matar, the Shach disagrees. We said yesterday, depending on Svek Svek, which would work, Svek Rabban al-Kulu would not work, as Rabbi Kiva explained. We saw this yesterday in Shir. And it says like this, V'adin b'chol yisurim l'fimad ha-kaimelon b'chol yisurim chatich ha-nas ha-nevela v'ayin l'al-tzadi beks uv'mokom hefsed yesh tahati b'chi agavne b'shar yisurim b'chol inyin rak shemes liyes mizman b'shal yisim. Why? Why? Explains the Shach of Kotten Chof. Pirish. But Malcolm Hefsid Ktsas, Malcolm Hefsid Godol, Balav Achim Mutter Mitama, Diesh Omim, the Ein Omim Chanan, Be Isal Lach, Shenivla Behetalach. You don't say Chanan by Lach Balach? Very nice. So the Shach is basing himself on Chanan. Comes a double Merivava and says, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You, Shach, said yourself, take a look. Nirali, you have the Dagomir Rav on the bottom? Shesol Sidiviyatso Simon Tzadidalat of Konchav Beis. Hear him Savi quoting Yudches. What did he say over here? You don't need Chanan. You don't need Chanan. As yesterday, she, you don't need Chanan. We got a pshara, depends how much there is. But in principle, you don't even need Chanan. How's it going to help? You don't say Chanan Balach Balach. It's also even without Chanan. Without Chanan. That's his. You don't even need Chanan. Wow. You don't even need Chanan. And it's interesting to note, Rabbi Osai, if you don't need Chanan, then the question is, what else becomes not required? I'm going to read you a line. I don't understand it fully. If you can tell me pshat, I'd appreciate it. And I'll quote you, Mr. Shemim, Chazim, and again, I mean, we have the Chazim on tomorrow and Chazim Wednesday. I'm willing to quote you. If you tell it to me tomorrow, I'll quote you the next day. Right away. Look in the Chavos Das. Please look in the Chavos Das. Here in Simon Kuf Gimel. And on the bottom of the Chavos Das is a comment of the Rabbi Akiva Eger. They were contemporaries. But he obviously had a tremendous respect for the Chavos Das. And he wrote comments on the Chavos Das. Take a look over here. Chavos Das, and this is Sifkot and Yud. Okay. And he says something which we saw earlier similar to the Megillah Sefer. Says Rabbi Akiva Eigen, "Lefi Masha Kosev Hashachal Abeis Yosef, the Afim Lo Nasa Nevela Mikol Makom Aser." So the Dovah Meravava said, picking up on that same Shach Yud Ches, which is greater length than Sadi Dalet, that there's no heter of Lach Balach because you don't need Lachanan at all. Kivega says, "Do Yisur Chozav Nivla even without Chanan, Mavur the Sfirah LaShach, the Kevan Shaya Rega Echod Michutz Lakli, Eino Nifgam, Uvaze Pligi Asefer Atchuma Vasmak." Sefer Truma Svile de Lo Nifka. Vasmak Svile de Nifka. Very nice. In Cain, Ein Ech Reach Lechiluk Ze. Vieshnoma de Gam, Pipgam de Ena Ben Yomo, Armina de Ein Hanesar. You say Ein Hanesar all the time. You always say Ein Hanesar Yochel Es Mangasol. That's exactly the Shita of the Smak. Maybe the Sefer Truma will even agree. V'ain tzorach l'mashakotz of a mechaber hazeh liel simet saridal gimel v'kavonas hashach, etc., etc., etc. So he's saying over here as follows to B'kiveg, which I don't fully understand. If you're relying on Chanan to aseret, then we can have the possible svar to be makel of Ein Hanesa. However, if you don't even need Chanan, then you cannot apply Ein Hanesa. That's what he seems to be saying to me. I'd like you to look it up, read it a few more times, and answer my question. What's the difference if you're relying on Chanan, or you're relying on straight not banat the Yisur even without Chanan? Who cares? If it's Pogame, because the Yisur is Pogame, there's no not banat at all. It's not banat the Hetera. So I'm not fully grasping what the Kivega is saying over here in his comments on the Chavos Das. I'm relying on you to tell me pshat. Fine. Finally, Rabbi saying, since the era of Pesach again, the Bir Halacha in Siman Tov Nun Beis has the following chumra. And this chumra, actually, since you don't have it, I can show it to you over here. Rabbi saying, watch this. Page. Oh, watch this. Hagolas Kalim Bear of Pesach. Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Chaim Tofnun Beis Aleph. The Imagil Kalim Kodem Shoch Hamishis, which is Shas Achilas Chametz. Yochel Hagel Gam Kalim Bnei Oman. Shuri Aminat Banata Hetera. You remember that? We learned this a long time ago. You can't kasher within 24 hours. It's going to go from the pot to the water right back again. Not by that the Yisur. We just saw it in Tosfos Zayin Vav yesterday. Well, we just saw it. Okay? But if it's before the fifth hour of Pesach, not by not the Heter. B'alocha says, the Gerah, and others who say, that's if you hold Chometz as Heter Bola. But there are those who say Chometz is Yisur Bola. Might not mean Yisur Bola. Remember the one I involved in Avodah Zarah? It's Heter Bola. It came in with fire, goes out with water. Such as Kutcher. It's Yisur Bola, comes in with fire, goes out with fire. So the Mechaber quotes the Machlokes on this Nakuda. You know, those who say that Chometz before Pesach came in with fire has to go out with fire. So if it has to go out with fire, means it's called Yisur Bala. So then you're going to have Shishim even before Pesach, the fourth hour. That's a Bialacha quotes. Kam Kodem Shoch HaMishis HaVinat Banat Yisur V'yein LaHagel Kelim B'nei Yomun. That's what he passes in Bialacha L'chumra. Chazanishin is not true. Even if you don't see Surah Bala with respect to Yar Libun, with respect to Nat Banat, it's certainly a Teira, because it's right now Mutter. So he wants to, according to the Bialocha, is it enough that you have Eina Ben Yomo from the last time you used Chometz, or Eina Ben Yomo from the last time you used water? Halacha Lamaisa, people kash. Who in this room kashes the sink for Pesach? Yeah, I'm sure that whoever does it knows that it should be 24 hours dormant, right? Before you catch the sink with water. 24 hours dormant, what? Dormant completely, not a single drop of hot water should go in? Or 24 hours from the last time that you use chametz? You want to just pour hot water in there from a cup of tea? There's no problem. That's the chakira of the Baal Megillah Sefer. The very important halacha l'maisach hakir, given the fact that the Bir halacha requires 24 hours. Now, if you look in the words of the Bir halacha there, he says in Taf Nun Beis, Mishinishtamish ba chametz. He used the word chametz. He didn't say mayim. So you get already an initial impression that even the Bir halacha was machmir, is only saying it 24 hours from the chametz. And if you poured boiling water and just plain empty water, it would be no problem. Says the Megillah Sefer, he thinks like this. Those who say that you count for the Peshas B'li Arishon, it's because of Chanan, Nasa Nevela, which is exactly the Sefer Truma said, Imkein B'chometz, Konuz Mane Yisr, even if it's Yisur Abola, Lagabe Nat Barnat, because Shmo Olav, you can't say Nasa Nevela, it's a Zayin Zman Heter. The Bogot of Ram himself says so. Therefore, Chometz L'chuli Alma, Ein Tzorach L'hamten Mes Lies, Mishas Chimim Amayim, which is exactly what the B'alokah seems to say. Fine. If you all that I go smack, Napanati Surah is Mutter, except for Chanan. Same thing over here. The problem is the Shach. The Shach says you count the Pagah Mishas Bli Ashnia, Napanati Surah Osir, even without Chanan. Then the question by Chometz is you perhaps have to wait 24 hours from any water she put in. Except is what kind of Surah do we have? Eser Yodos. Remember the Eser Yodos Surah that we now know comes from the Baal Sefer Truma himself? Taremuot hutam achometz achoz benivla b'kedera. On the other hand, he says, Olechora, b'chometz ein mochom lehetezeh. Why? Taregamim nivla rak ma'at chometz b'kedera choz of yoser. Who? B'pesach. Kevin shachometz b'pesach b'mashu. But if you have kelim, the mishdamishim b'rak chometz meikora b'lu b'mrak ma'at chometz, you don't use too much chometz at a time, b'shefa, yeah. So then the water has shishim against that little chometz, b'sachem daflamet and tosis, and the sharatzi, and etc. So he wants to say, Rabbo Sai, har beit stodim lahok. One. Some say chometz a terabola. Chazanish says, here, everyone agrees a terabola. The smack denies the Sefer Truma completely, even if it's Issa Gomer. And those who say that without Chanan, you don't need Shishim, there's no Chanan in this case. And he quotes the Mishnah Berurah, it has one place one way, and one place another way. Very nice. Very nice. The Shtickle Stevens in Mishnah Berurah, Halacha Lamaiska Mimekel, as the Be'alacha said, you count 24 hours from the Issa of Chometz. Fine. 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 So now Rabosai, back to the Ramo. And this is our last point before we start Hafsach Hazar right now. Just last point. The Chaynim Avra Laila, says the Ramo, Bein Bishel Boso L'Cholof, Afal Gav, the Acha Kach, Huchmu Amayim Yad, Nami Dina Hochi. What does it mean? Nami Dina Hochi. Those who have the Bari HaShulchan, should please open up to the Bari HaShulchan here in Simon Kuf Gimel, Sifkoton, Ayin Ches. You just translate the words. What do you mean? Nami Dina Hachi. What do the words mean? Shakdeira Nases Eina Bas Yoma Mishavu Chav Dalet Shos Mi Bishul HaCholov. Even though 24 hours in that pass from Bishul HaMayim. Why? Yolan Rabbein Atam Lina Slayla Pogemis. So it never became Basa B'Cholov. Fine. This tells you, says the Bari HaShulchan, you need not count 24 hours from the time that the water was heated. Fine. But if it's within 24 hours of the Bishul of Cholov, it's considered to be Kedera Bas Yoma. Now what did he cook, Rabbi Sai? First he cooked basar, then he cooked cholov. I would have said, count the 24 hours from the basar. Because once the basar is pogum, then there's nothing to talk about. So once you don't say chanan, which you don't have basar b'cholov, so count 24 hours from the basar. He says, no, you have to count from the cholov, which was in between, from the cholov. Fine. Rabbi Kivega talks about it. Kivega says, look at Rebbe Kivega, please inside. Please look inside. Kivega says, Miloshin Zanira Lee, the lashon of the Rama. The boy al kolponim meis leis mibishul hacholov, v'lo sagi meis leis mibishul habosa shemikodim. Wow! And he quote the Prima Gadim says so here in Os Yudches and Sifsei Das, and back at length in Sadi Dalid Sifsei Das Beis. This is what Rabbi Akiva Eger says. Now, if you look back. You look back, he says, this is just a very brief review. This should be true according to the Shach. The Shach says that once something becomes Basa B'cholov, you no longer say Ein HaNesar, famous Shach and Simon Kufay, the song of Simon Kufay after the Bechina Mitzvah Shem. Not according to the Taz. The Taz, the Shach is Kufay Yud Zayin, the Shach is Kufay Yud, Taz is Kufay Yud Gimel, the Taz is Mekel. You don't say Ein HaNet, that you do say Ein HaNesar by Basar B'cholov, so maybe you should count 24 hours from the Basar. But then the Prima Gadim says, no, a Mashu gets in, and if a Mashu gets in, it's a problem even according to the Taz. Only there it's different, nothing gets in at all. And if you look on the body of Birum, the body of Shulchan, the end, Bain, he's not so sure this is correct. Ad Kan Rabosai, a brief review from yesterday, some new things we didn't discuss. We're now ready to begin Chazar. So let's now go back to the beginning of the beginning of the beginning. You may recall, Rabosai, when we started this Simen Kuf, we had opened the Gemara in the Sechta Chul. I think it's time to open the Chul. We haven't opened the Chul in a long time, because the last Sugis, Kuf Beis, was based on the Gemara in Beitza and the Dorim. Kuf Gimel were based on Gemara's in the Sechta Avodah Zarah. Our Chul is getting rusty. Let's pull it out. Okay? So the Gemara Naftzadi Testament Beis, the last two words on the Sefer Chul Naftzadi Testament Beis, come on the Gid Anasha, that you say everything is Aser, V'li Batal Beruba. Answer the Gemara, two words also, on Kuf Amin Aleph, Barrier Shiny. This leads to a whole discussion. What is a barrier? So this is the barrier is found over here that's not Batal, it's not Batal Berov. According to almost every region, the Dinder Abonim. Yes, the Tosfos Bava Metzia tells us it's Dinder Raisa. That would be a Das Yochid. We assume it's a Dinder Rabbanan. However, just about all the Rishonim compare this Din, which is presumably Dinder Rabbanan, Beryl Obotl Berov, to a Dinder Raisa by Beryl. Where do you find a Dinder Raisa by Beryl? Who remembers? Brach HaKron is probably also the Rabbanan, probably the Rabbanan. Where do you find? Sheretz. Yid in the Mola. Loke. Eyes no Kazayas. Doesn't matter. Beryl. There's a din d'oraisa in Malkusford, you don't need a kazayis. So therefore, we showed him, take all the laws which are found in Shas with respect to that second din, which is really based on the Sefer Makas, that a barrier you don't even need a kazayis to get Malkus for, and any condition which is necessary to satisfy a barrier over there, they apply it over here. This is not, one would not know this automatically. One could even disagree with this in theory. The word barrier is used means two different things completely. But we showed him, do make this comparison. If you look on the Ran, in the back on the Rif, in the end of Perek Yid Anasha, he discusses the various halachas which derived from the barrier in Masech Damakas and apply to barrier here in Masech Tachul. The Hevi Odeya, in our editions, page Kuf Dalet, column 2, line 3. Hevi Odeya, Lo Mikri Beria, Ala Begimel Tanoim. Three conditions. One, Isura Migufa, an intrinsic prohibition. Two, Berias Neshama, has to be something which breathes or breathed. And three, Shleima. He tells you the source for all these things. The first din, as a Gemara Chul Mekuv Beis, that a Tzipa Tahora is not called Beria, Tzipa Tamea is called Beria. Why? Tzipa Tamea is Isura Migufa. From the very beginning, it was born, born what we call in our language Trey, it was born from a non-kosher species. But if it's a Nevel, it was born kosher. One became treif later on and didn't do a proper shechita. Not called beria. Second tonight, beria's neshama. It's a gemara makas daf yud gimel. Rav Shimon holds even chita achas is called beria. It's an organic unit of a kernel of wheat. And Rabbanan disagree with him. They say, no, beria's neshama chashiva. Has to be beria's neshama, Rabbosai. Beria's neshama. He understands it to mean, Rabbosai, not that it's alive now, even if it's now dead, but it came from a live organism. That's what's bothering him. Why isn't Chalev considered to be barrier? So he answers, it's not Mekubetz Kiyechetz. It's spread out over the entire animal. Third condition, Another Gemara Makas after Zion, that if it's crushed up, it's not considered to be in the category of bears. You have three distinct kulas. Two from Gemara's and Makas, and one thing more a little later on the kula, Nafkuf Beis. Any questions? This is what the Ran says. It's not considered chashav enough to be getting Malkus without these three conditions. So too, it's not chashav enough not to be batal without these same three conditions. This is the opinion of the Ran. La'alocha la'maisa. Fine? Any questions so far? It's important to you, if you have questions, you should ask it. This is what the Ran says. Good? So says the Ran. Now, the question is, does everyone agree to these three conditions? Now let's turn our attention, Rabbi Osai, to the Rush. The Rush, Rabbi Osai, turn to the Rush. Siman Lamed Gimel, in the Rush, Perek Zion, he discusses this topic. Okay, goes to the sugya of Beria. Look what he says. He says a number of things. For our purpose, he says as follows. For those who have the Rush in front of them, it's page Kuf Nun Tes, at the very end of the page. He says, he quotes a Rashi later on, Nevela Mikri Beria, Lohoysa Nevela Kisha Notzra. Okay? Frek the Rush, where do it Chalif? Chalif. Chalif was Chalif from its very beginning. That's the Kasha. So the Ran gave his teretz. Look what he gets, but it's very important to Rush to give his own teretz. The Yesh Shlomo. And here's the last few words of Pesh Kuf Nun Tes, with a small little payas of the Madani Yontif. The Kol Dovar Hashem Yicholek Ein Shmo Olav Nikre Beria. The Of Tomei Sholem Nikre Of. Uchshein Sholem Ein Koron Oso Of. You may have today, if you Matarotze Basar Of. Go to a wedding in Eretz Yisrael. You say, Of. What, you want a whole bird? You mean a piece of grilled chicken. That's in modern Hebrew. But in Talmudic Hebrew, Of means a full bird. If you cut it in half, it does not called Of anymore. Therefore, the Of is called a barrier, because semantically, it has to be considered that. So says the Rush over here in Simon, towards the end of Simon, Lamed Gimel. So too, Gid Nikra Chatichas Gid, if it's split in half. Eber Menachai, the same. Avol Nevela, Afilu Chatucha, Mikra Nevela. The Kol Davash in Istanbul, Kor Nevela. Ain't no shame, ho'etzem. Wow, this is a semantical chiddush. This is the sheet of the Rush. Oh. Adkan, what the Rush is saying. Clearly, if what the Rush is saying is true, so then, not everything the Ran said is true either. Now, and it's a more fundamental distinction. When the Rush gives a proof to what he saw from Shavuot Shtayim, Tav Chaf Aleph Med Beis, V'chihechan Metzina B'ochel Koshu Shuchayev, Limi, Rai Mefarish, Pirish Mefarish L'ochel Koshu, Tekla Shavua, V'mishani, Mefarish Nami, Kiberi Yodomi, Mashma, T'tama D'beri Yo, Havi Ki'ilu Pirish HaKosev L'osochlenu B'koshu, Don't eat this item, don't eat this unit. So, that's very, very important. Very important. So, the question becomes, in Makas Daf Yud Gimel, they're discussing whether Chita is or is not a barrier. What I mean, according to the Rushes you sowed, it's certainly not a barrier. The Torah didn't ask for a kernel of wheat. Torah asked for Tevel. So he answers, you're right. Rabbanu L'divi Rab Shimon Karmi, L'di Dan, Afilu Havi Chita Neshama, if the Chita would be a vegetable organic unit would be the same as an animal organic unit, it doesn't matter. Lo mikri beria, why? Toksiv lo chsochal tevel, lo chsiv lo chsochal chita. Now the mashmah da shleim shel chita kapit kra, but behind the mikri beria, gira nashe even menachai, etc. The double the mafarish. Elo didach, the chashvis le beria, Amoles loch tama de mefarish. You were Rabbeinu Shimon, Rabbi Shimon. Mikol makom lo dami le namala. Also, begin the shama vechalek the shama. That's what he's saying. Interesting. Okay, that's what he's saying. And therefore, according to this, you don't even need neshama. A yesh mefarish in the last line of Lamed Gimel, even Rabbanim require a neshama. And get an avim and achai. We double she yesh ba neshama. No, right now it's dead. But in the first day of the Rosh, you don't even need neshama. So once the Rosh establishes his whole new yisod, it makes the other conditions superfluous and perhaps not even correct. Before the yesh mefarshim, it doesn't even have to be from a living, breathing organism. It could be from even a vegetable unit. Halacha l'maaseh, according to the opinion of the Rabbanim. Chita? Chita not, because chita is not the full unit. If you break the chita in half, it's still called tevel. This is how the Rosh explains over here in Simen Lamed Gimel. Atkan. So according to the Ran, Berezin of Chashivus. Chashivus. So Chashivus requires the same three preconditions that we had in Beria with respect to Malchus. What are they? It's Chazanim again. Isa Migufo. And it has to be Shalem. And it has to be Beria's Neshama. The Rosh suggests it doesn't have to be Beria's Neshama. And maybe it doesn't have to be Isa Migufo either. Shalem it has to be. That's a Mefurash Gemara, presumably. Assuming that we equate Beria for Bittul to Beria for Malchus. Atkan the Rosh. Yes?
The Rosh's idea of Mechalek and Shmuel Aleph. Change?
Yeah, semantically, sure. Yeah, semantics are Lashon B'nei Adam.
So then with that,
although the truth is really Lashon Torah, the Rosh is talking more about Lashon Torah. I don't know if it could change. See, the Rosh can emphasize what the Lashon of the Torah is. That's what you and I speak. I'm asking you a shayla. Today we should say every piece of grilled chicken should be a Mishum Beria, it's not Batel. Why could they call it Oaf? But in Hebrew, if you speak in Hebrew, you call it Oaf.
That's when the waiters ask you, what do you want? But that's because you know it's already a piece.
So what? But you could call it an Oaf. He said, you don't call it Oaf, but it's a piece of sliced chicken. Whatever it may be, it should probably depend on the Lashon HaTorah. I'm guessing. I don't know for sure. This is the opinion of the Rosh. Narabosai. The Rashba says something very similar, but not identical. And that's important to note. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf. We're now finally starting the Chazara in Shulchan Aruch. Chazara in the Gemara, you saw it, and Chazara in Shulchan Aruch. Back to Simon Kuf. Simon Kuf. Beria da hainuk on the mola of Tomei v'gira nashem evi menachai u'beit yishba afroach ayotzi behem afilu be'elef lo botla the ain'din beria. Watch this now. Elim kein adava sheba chius lafuki chita achashol yisur v'chein tzarech sheidava she'osu mitchilas b'riyoso lafuki ovtar shenis nabil v'shar nisko v'chein tzarech sheidava sholem shemicholek ein shmo olav lafuki chelef v'chein tzarech sheyosholem. So what's happening over here? Who is he quoting? Is he quoting the Ran? Is he quoting the Rosh? Or is he quoting both? So the Vilna Gaon says he's quoting both. He's quoting both. So there's a pattern of the Shulchan Aruch. In order to say Beria, you have to satisfy the criteria of the Rosh and the criteria of the Ran. Look at the Vilna Gaon, Bir Agros of Kotn Vav. Velo din Bechule. Moshe Kosel of Iran, Gimel Tanoim Tzarech, Chiyus, Umitchilas Briyasa of Shei Shalim. Avotaisis Varash, lower Tzrichu Chiyus, we saw this before the Yesh Mefarshim. But Vitzrichu Shemichalek Vachule, condition number four. Al Bashem Yesh Mefarshim, Kosel, Moshkot of Iran. Pasuk and Alakula, Kol Atanoim, require three conditions of the Ran, and one condition of the Rosh. That's how the Gra understood the Shulchan Aruch. However, there were those who say that's not the correct understanding. The Mechaber doesn't make up combinations. The Mechaber passes straight, like whom? Who remembers? The Rashba. Because the Rashba has the three conditions of the Ran, but he has a fourth condition, which sounds very similar to the Rosh, but it is not identical. It's very important to note that it's not identical. Who spells this out? The Chavos Das. Please take a look at the Chavos Das in Simen Kuf, Sifkot and Dalet. Very important. See how our Gedolim are very careful that things which seem exactly the same really aren't. You should really get it straight. Chavos Das here in Sifkot and Dalet. He quotes Tosfos in the Rosh. Imicholeg and Shmolov. What does it mean? The Hainu Shlo Yishar Shem Ha'iser Ha'omer B'Torah. So you knock out Chita that way, because it crushed the grain of wheat. It's still called Tevel, etc. Aval Rashba says no. Imicholeg and Shmolov. The Hainu Shlo Yishar Shem Hanotzar Imo. Uvechita gamkein lo yishor shem hanotzer imo lichshei cholek mishem hachi hutzrach lemayt chita mikoach she'ein vochius. A different word, the Rashba says. Not that it's not gonna, it's gonna, a precondition for beria is that if you cut it in half, it loses the shem isish of the Torah. No, if you cut it in half, means it doesn't have this, the name that it was, if you will, born with. The name of a full grain. It lost that, even though in the Eastern Torah it's still called Tevel. Therefore, when it came to Chita, he had to explain that there's no Chius. So the Rashba and the Rosh, although they seem to be saying the same thing or not, and therefore the simplest way to explain the Mechaber is he passed like the Rashba straight. You need four conditions. Not like the Gra. This is a simple read of the Mechab. Fine. Good. Good, 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 good. Fine. These are the highlights. The highlights. It's interesting. The big question is this idea of Yisura Megufo. Right, so how literal should we be? It says over here, Sarach Dava Sha'asa Mitzchilas Briyasa, as opposed to an Of Tor. Should we be literal? How literal should we be in understanding this condition? This is one of the conditions that's found in Halacha and the Shulchan Aruch. How literal should we be in adopting this condition? So this takes us into Rabosai Bogs. Now I'm going to spend the next part of the Shir discussing bugs. Very important to chazal the bug issues. The holy Rebbe, Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz, was trying to melabit zchus and klal Yisrael, because it's impossible, certainly in his conditions, to avoid bugs completely. So he tried many, many ways to find a terim why, if we're eating vegetables and maybe a bug there, chas v'sholem, that we're not in violation of an Issa d'Oraisa, and not even Issa d'Rabbanan, if we're eating these bugs. And he tries the following stunt. He says, you want to ask the bugs out barrier. He assumes it's a tyrobus. It's barrier. No. The bug is not usher from the beginning of its creation. What? What, the bug started off kosher? The amazing answer to this question is yes. Because if you learn the sukkahs of bugs, which we're not, it says that bugs are only usher kshapirshu, when they start leaving their original habitat. When they leave the habitat, then they become prohibited. However, here, it wasn't from the very beginning of its creation. How do you like that chiddush? How do you like that chiddush? So the Chavos Das quotes this, because the Rebbe Reb Yonason is trying to melamed zchus and klal Yisrael. Here we are in Simen Kuf Gimel, in Sifkaton, Chavos Das, Sifkaton Hey. We just did Dalet. Now we're in Hay. In Hay, the Chavos Das quotes from the crazy place. He says, is it Hay? Simon Kuf, Sivkot and Hay, in Chavos Das. Let's find it. We just did that a minute ago. Here is Hay. Mikan rotza placey. Lahatir hanmole mitan beria. Kemish ain't in the saramach akasha pirshu. Halonesi mitilas briosin. Eev shalom akein. Impossible. Because putisas loke chomesh. And even though it also requires a prisha. Elevale kavonas amachabahi. As it says in Torah Habayis. What does it say in Torah Habayis? Dafka shisura machmas atzma. To go nimola o gid. Shasura machmas atzma. Intrinsically. Mitchilas friyosim. That's laf dafka. Avaberia muteres. Rakshakibla isim yuch machmas dabaracher. Sharaniska nevel the trefa. Ainduberia. That's the ikar. The ikar is. It's osim mitzad atzma as opposed to something else. That's what it really depends upon. Yes, he mentioned tchilas piyos because usually it's tchilas piyoso. But lav dafka. So says the holy Chavas Das in Sivkot and Hay. So the crazy place, it was a good try. He's trying to help out Klal Yisrael. Kenirli pashut. And that the mullahs are raya shem lelat shuva. So the Rebbe Yonason, although he tried, is incorrect. Incorrect. And there are other rayas that the post can bring. This is true. I don't have time to go into the into the other riots. Rabbi Osai. Now, now, there are those. You look at the Imre Baruch on the bottom. Who say, wait a minute, don't count the Hail the regular Rabbi Yehuda and Arnason out so fast. It's like this. He says, there can be nevelos shas yisurin mitchilason, nefel beit sefro up in Torah Sabayas Oruch. And therefore he's saying that it's not 100% that the grace to be placed is incorrect. Okay, we're not going into every prat right now. We'll leave it at this. Okay. But once we hear about Sayin talking about the grace you place is limud schus for bugs, he has two other limud schus. One is found in the Rush, right over here. The Rush is found in Siman Lamed Gimel towards the beginning. We just went over it before. That some say that barrier is butel in 960 times its volume, which is true, presumably in our vegetables. Number three says the crazy place. He's such a creative genius. He'll try anything he can. Malamet Zchus and Klal Yisrael. What's the next Limud Zchus of the Heilige Rebbe Yonason? What's next? Next, he says, the Rif left our Mishnah out. Take a look on the Rosh, end of Siman Lamed Daled. The Rif left it out. Why the Rif leave it out? Rav Alphas lo hevi mizua mishta de gid v'chatichas nira de sover de chatichas nevela butla. The Mishnah of Odezara says only by tarte dava shev minyan any suriano. And therefore if he passed that way, our whole sugya that discusses Beria and Dava Sheb Minyan Chaticha Ruil Iskabe even without Yisra Anah Shalok Alocha, since we're discussing bugs which is not Yisra Anah, so therefore Beria doesn't apply at all. This is what the Rebbe Yonason combines all three leniencies. Now you'll say that the Rosh says that this 960 thing is completely impossible. Why is it completely impossible, says the Rosh? He tells you why it's impossible. He tells you why. He quotes the 960 in Siman Lamed Gimel, a whole complicated cheshvan based on the Mishnah and Yerushalmi in Trumas, that it's impossible. It can't be. Why can't it be? If you look on the second line of the second column of page Kuf Nuntes, Mishmaiten de medame bitl beria le bitl chaticha ruil deskabe. That feel of elef lo batla. There it's enough in the Tosef and Trumas that chaticha ruil deskabe did not batla even be elef. And since Beria and Rilus Kabbat is a Tzrichusa, apparent the same general din, and therefore we should say that it's not Batel, and even in 960 or 1,000 times, it's volume. Comes the Rebbe, Rabbi Yonason, to try to answer this kashya. The real din of Chaticha Rilus Kabbat is not found here in Masechta Chulin. It's found in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. And the real source for Beria is by Dov Tomei, Mishnah Trumas, Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches. The whole fundamental issue in our Mishnah is just to teach you that the Rotev is Benosin Tam. And with respect to that, that the Rotev is Benosin Tam and Abamashu, then in fact Beria and Real Discovery are identical. See, he has a fast, he was very sharp to try to defend that opinion. The Kitzin Nimrit, the Rebbe, Rabbi Yonatan had three separate leniencies to try to melamed chus and klal Yisrael, that even though they had this, maybe some bugs in the vegetables, it should be beria. No. Why? Either it's not mitchilas piyasa, literally, because that's to be porish, or it's butl in 960, or we pass in halacha, there's no beria, it's not Yisrael, no. Pshii! Three different svaras. Later poskim had additional svaras. I'll just mention them briefly. The Mishkanes Yaakov has his own Kiddush. He says like this. When do we say it's in a barrier? You see it. You're just not sure which is Asa, which is Mutter. Frank the Gemara of Libatla Baruba. Answer the Gemara barrier. You see each piece of meat separately. One's a Gidanasha, one's and the others aren't. And you can't distinguish between one and the other. It has to be clearly visible to you. Otherwise, there's no Chashiva, it's a barrier. As opposed to our Sugi Rabosai, it's never going to be Nika. It's a little bug somewhere piled in the middle of 100 vegetables. You'll never find it. It can't be possibly considered to be Choshuv. Now, the truth is, he quotes a Rashi, Sosa Beferish, in Beis Adav Dalet, but Rashi is talking about Dovah Shebeminyan. To extend it to Beria is a Chiddush, especially according to the opinion which maintains that Beria is Kemefarish. So it's not so simple to accept it, but he does suggest it. And the Aruch HaShulchan has his own private leniency. Beria is in the Rabbanim. They will only go there by Dvarim, which have good taste, and not by Dvarim Meusim. Again, whether it's against the Ramo, not against the whole story. But in any way, the Aruch HaShulchan suggests that. So we have a total of five leniencies. Why there's no Easter of Beria, Rabosai, in bugs? Three in the placey, it's Chazar again. Butler 960, it's not Mitzchilas Briyoso, not Easter Hano. Mishkanes Yaakov says because it is not discernible. And the Aruch HaShulchan says it's not edible. So you have not less than five leniencies by the Gedolei HaPoskim to try to defend Klal Yisrael, that they're not so careful, because it's impossible for them to be so careful when it comes to bugs, Misad the Yisrael of Beria. Okay, Rabosai? So far, so good. Now we come, we may consider, maybe, the most important of all discussions. And the two which are one. I mean, they're related to each other. The first one is as follows. Rabosai, we have a klal gadol. I'll show it to you in the run. So I'd like you to see things inside. If you don't mind chazering a little bit, the klal gadol is based on the Gemara Masechta Chulin on Daf Nun Ches. But the run spells it out in his own beautiful way in such an important formulation. Those who want to see it over here, it is found on page Nun Vav in our print. It's Yud Tes in the old print. Going on the Gemara in Daf Nun Ches, but Tamri the Kadam. Okay? What does he say? Look what he says. Hatla Metsuya Ben. Kevin Shadava Matsui. Afa Pishu Miyut. Le Miyut HaMatsui Choshishu. Like Sircha Sareya. Go to the Gemara in Daf Samach Zion as well. So whenever it's a Miyut HaMatsui, you're required to look for it. And therefore, komine peves shedarka natliak shem mechubarin lo yochal ad sheyivdok. Now we're going to discuss today, Rabosai, must you check or need you not check? He gave you the rule. Mir tamatsu, you must check. Mir chenamatsu, you need not check. Only two problems exist. One, what percentage is the mir tamatsu? That's the first question. Gotta give a number. Things boil down to numbers at the end of the day. What is the number? So the Mishkan is Yaakov says the number is 10%. Where do you get it from? Just like to make up a number. It's very nice. It's very convenient for us. Single digits is Eina Matsui, and double digits is Matsui. Very convenient. Very, very nice. It's almost too facile. Where did it come from? This 10%. We have to have some kind of a source. Just make it up out of the clear blue sky. Where do you find 10%? Where does it come from? So the answer is everything has a source. Nothing comes out of nowhere. Our Gedolim have sources for everything that they say. Where is 10%? Where does it come from? Well, it's a combination of two statements in the Gemara. And that's what the Our Gedolim, they combine a few statements in the Gemara and they come to that particular conclusion. Where does it come from? So the Mishkan is Yaakov quotes as follows. Mishnah Yaakov says that we know in a sugya in the Sechta Baba Basra talks about a person who buys wine, and some of the wine is vinegar. Oy vey, it's vinegar. So what's the percentage that we consider to be normal? You have to have a certain percentage. Says the Mishkanes Yaakov, yes, there's a specific percentage, 10%. 10%. Where's that come from? It says in the Baba Basra, Hamoch Yayin Lechaver Mekabel of Yud Chavios Yayin Ra Sherecha Chometz Lemeil. So you have to expect that 10% is going to be turned into vinegar. And it says in the Mishnah Gittin, you have to check the wine to make sure it didn't turn into vinegar. That means it's a mir tamatzui. See from the two gemaras together that 10% is a mir tamatzui. Finished. Did everyone agree with the Mishnah Yaakov? No. There were those who are more mekel and those who are more machmir. To be more machmir is easy. All the Mishnah Yaakov proved is that 10% is a mir tamatzui. He didn't prove it less is not mir tamatzui. So the various gedolim of our time are quoted having different percentages. 4%, 3%, 5%. You know, the sky's the limit. I mean, how do you know what it is? It could be just about anything because we have no basis. You know, how far down should you go? So they quote Rabbi Yashiv said 4%. Rabbi Nissen Karel after Lachaim, it's 5%. All right, listen, I can't. I'm not sure where they got that from. That's what they said. But on the other hand, the Rivash, who was a Rishon, Rishon, the Rivash says, what's Mir Tamatzui? Korov Lamachza. Korov Lamachza. What would you say that? I asked you that last time. Someone tell me what? What did you say last time? What did you say? 40%. Korov Lamachza. Sounds good to me. That's a very high number. It's against the Mefurisha Sugya that the Mishnah Yaakov put together, Baba Basra and Gittin. There's a famous Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma in Parshas Bo. Shemata v'sachuka azot tamadan yamim yamima. You have to check your tefillin once a year. Oh, so the Pesukim say, you see, you have to check. It's a riot to the Mishkanes Yaakov that there's a certain percentage of it, if your friends can become puzzle, you're required to check. So you have to check for Mir Tamatzui. Similarly, when it comes to the bugs and things of this nature. Says Rav Meir Simcha is no raya at all. No raya whatsoever. Why? When we want to do a mitzvah, a positive mitzvah, we have to make sure to get it right. If we don't get it right, you know, it's so-called not our fault, we still didn't get it right. To quote the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, which the Pesukim quote in this context, Unsa lav k'man di'ovid. The fact that it wasn't my fault, I wasn't required to check. Yeah, but you still didn't do the mitzvah. So therefore, you have to check your tefillin. But even though the chance of it becoming pasul are very small, so what? It turns out it became pasul, you didn't have a mitzvah. So too, when it comes to afroshas truma, here's the chiddush of Rameh Simcha. That's also a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to say, to be mafresh truma properly. So therefore we cannot just say, well, all right, look, so it's not really wine, it's vinegar, it's no big deal. No, you mevatel a mitzvah. So therefore, when it comes to mitzvahs, once it's 10%, you're required to check to make sure that it's in fact kosher. It's in fact wine, not vinegar. When it comes to a lo saseh, bugs and the like, here's the gesture of Meir Simcha, maybe if it's more than 10%, you're not required to check. And he's talking on a different level. We assume that the chiyuv to check is a din derabbanan. Like my Bridika Sareya, din derabbanan, the Ramban also. But they want to prove in this mechilta that Bridika is a din d'oraisa. So Meir Simcha said, even if it's true, it's not an asmach, it's a din d'oraisa, only by an asay, not by a lo saseh. Okay, so Rabbi Osai, as far as the actual full percentage, the Mishnah Sakhon said 10%. Right from the Gemara, 10% is Asur. There are those who say, yeah, but even less is also Asur, such as 4 or 5%. And there are those, the Rivash has no Kar of the Machta, which means 40%, a little less than that. Not much, you know. I, the Raya of the Mishnah Sakhon, no, that's by an asay, not by a lo saseh. This is as far as Rabbi Osai, a flat percentage. What is the percentage we had on Mosul? The more sensitive question, if you ask me, 10%, let's assume 10%. 10% of what? 10% of what? Of what? Rabbi says, it's a very serious question. 10% of what? Of what? Of what? See, here we found a beautiful kuntras called Lachem Yilachla by Rav Eitan Henkin Shalita. And he says what I've been saying for a long time, so I was very happy to see it there. That Me'ikar Adin, as he calls it, Me'ikar Adin, every act of eating is measured separately. And therefore, if I'm eating rice, so I can't say, well, 10% of every grain of rice is infested, I have to check, otherwise not. That's ridiculous. Because in one spoonful or forkful of rice, Rabbi said, you're polite, right? How many grains of rice are in your spoon that you put into your mouth? Give me a number. Estimate a number.
40.
40? That's gore yeshivish. Now he's married already. He's okay. If you're on a date, don't put 40 grains of rice into your mouth at the same time. That may cause problems. Am I right? It's a little bit of a high estimate. Like 20 maybe. 20. Okay. 20. That's a little bit. Okay. So if in every 20 grains you're going to have one bug in the rice, that means every time you put it in your mouth, so that's a mir tamatz, you have to check for it. But if it's less than that, we don't care about how big the bag of rice is. How big a bag of rice could be, a 10-pound bag of rice. There's one bug every 10-pound bag. But who cares? There is an in-between view which maintains that it doesn't depend on whatever goes into your mouth in one shot. Shlomo Zalman thought that was a little bit inconceivable to him, although we thought it was very nice. But rather, it depends on the portion. The portion. The portion for that particular meal. Obviously, the average portion. The average portion is X amount. So if it's less than 10% of that X amount of a portion, then we have to check, otherwise not. And even the Rav Henkin Shalita, he tries to be machmir when possible for that shita, even though he considers it to be not ne'ikar adin. And then it's Rav Shlomo Zalman shita, as it's quoted. 10% of the full unit. I think he's talking about a head of lettuce. He calls it aguda shel yerek. I don't know what aguda means when it comes to lettuce. Aguda usually means a bundle. A bundle makes sense when you're talking about, I don't know, parsley, and it comes in bundles. Lettuce is the common. I never saw lettuce sold in bundles. But okay, maybe it just means a stalk, some called kelach, whatever it may be, the full unit. So that would be a tremendous chumrah. So there are three different opinions, and I think that me'ikar adin, it depends on how much you put into your mouth at any given time. That act is mutter. The next act is also mutter. Shlomo Zalman, how can that be? So you can eat any apple you want, just eat a quarter now and a quarter. Others say it's a question of the entire portion of the meal. And others say, L'chumas, the entire organic unit, even though it's more than eating the meal. Yes?
Isn't there something to do from the Ryan that shows Yaakov with the barrels? Because out of the 100 barrels, it's about the entire, like, you know, that would be like the whole portion. That would be the whole shipment for the whole bag of rice.
Correct. So that, how does that prove?
Because yet you have to check 10 of them.
No. There, the barrel is all or nothing. The barrel is different than the piece that a little bug. Either the barrel is all vinegar or it's all wine. So that's why you can't really, I don't think it'll be a right to our discussion from there. Yes?
Can you bring a raya from what the Beis Yosef puts in Raj, I think also in the Shulchan Aruch, about a woman who found bugs in the tavshil that she created of Yerakos, so that the portion should be what that tavshil is?
Yeah, now there is a discussion, to be honest. There is a discussion going back to early sources which say that if you're trying to establish that the entire lot, if I use that expression, is bug-free, that the entire lot is bug-free, you have to check at least a portion's worth. That I'll agree, because there you want to extrapolate from this particular unit to the entire lot. That I agree with. But as far as how you measure the 10%, I still want to say that it depends upon the what you put into your mouth at one time. The fiani is daiti, that is correct. Again, I know it's a das mute in today's world, but I think it's correct nonetheless. Cain, nearly, that's what I think. Fine. Ad kan, Rav Osai, this critical question. But now we come, if I use the expression, to even more critical question. Even more critical than that. We're discussing checking for bugs, it's a barrier, it's a taruvis, a hidden aherahu. What about nika ro'iser? Oh, this is really a problem. If it's nika ro'iser, then on a simple level should be nisa doraisa, if it's nika ro'iser. So how do you define nika ro'iser? So you may recall, our first introduction to this came from the Ramon Tzadiches. If there is fat in a mixture of food, I'm required to pour in cold water so the fat will rise to the top to remove it. What kind of din is this? So the Prima Gaudim seems to suggest it's an Issa Daraisa of Nika Raisa, because you can discern it by putting in cold water, and therefore it's a din Daraisa Mamish. And if I pour it in the cold water, you're going to ruin it. Too bad. The Heiliger Kreisa, you place, he says, no. It's like a Dovah Shesh Lo Matirin. It's at the level of the Raisa. It is considered to be in the category of Taruvis. Category of Taruvis. This is a very, very, very important machlokas we had already, if you recall, back in Simin Tzadiches. Simin Tzadiches. Okay. Fine. That's a question. And this is, of course, relevant. How far do you have to go? If you look in the Bari HaShulchan, he quotes a Prima Gaon. The Prima Gaon is the Machber over there, who says, if you can find it over here, in Simen Kuf, please feel free to look it up. Prima Gaon in Simen Kuf. Sif Se Das. Take a look. Always good to see things inside. Simen Kuf, Rabosai. Sif Se Das. Sif Katan Yud. Very short, it's one line. What does it say over here in the Shulchan Aruch? Simen Kuf, Sif Gimel. Kidei Reshon Morav Shenafal Shon Beri Avinev LaOsar HaKol. Says the Shach, Hainuk She'iev Shalahatra De Sinun. Says the Prima Gaudim on that. Kshu'ov, it's a thick soup. Oberio Sho'veres Derech Nikve HaMesanenes. That chutzpah from that little bug. It gets through the sieve, the strainer. Frek the body of Shulchan, get a better strainer. Get a better strainer. It's always a better strainer. So the simple answer to this question is, I don't have a better strainer. It's very expensive to get a better strainer. Right? It seems to me that if you don't have it,
it's not required to go look for it because it's not considered a Vayashal Matir in this kind of a situation. And it'll be a raya from this Prima Gunim, Lakula. If he's Mekel over here, why is he Mach when it comes to throwing cold water into the fat in order to get it go to the top? The simplest answer is cold water. Everyone has cold water. Water everywhere. Everyone has cold water. Throw a little cold water in, and therefore it's going to have the fats rise to that. That's what you're required to do. But getting this super fancy strainer that's going to knock out every last teeny weeny bug, no one has these things. You're not required. It's considered to be betaruvis. The Poskim quote from the Chikrei Lev, the Dr. Shiva quotes from Sumit Kuftes. Let's say I have something which I cannot recognize, but a bucky can recognize it. Am I mechuyav to look for a bucky? Maybe not. So Nika Raiser, we already see in our initial foray into it, is very hard to define. How do you define Nika Raiser? Let's give you a number of other Maramakomas in Nika Raiser to see what is and what isn't Nika Raiser. So in the Megillah Sefer, he says, you know, nowadays, everything should be Nika Raiser. Everything. Every lach polach is Nika Raiser. Why? Look what he says. Oh. Biyameinu yesh ma'abados meshuchlalos v'chadome. Advanced laboratories. She'ev shalahafrit kol tarovas lach polach shenim m'shenim inamu. You have two things that are mixing together. So we have always been passing for thousands of years batal b'shishim. No! Get a lab! Go to the lab! Bring it to the lab! It'll separate the tray. Nah! Mistabesh ain't a nechshav shehisa nikar! Dimlokin with my name enough of a beer called Dintairova Shalach Balach! Kshemim Mishen Amino! Will not have you any shishim came and chef Shalach and I did Takbulos shown us in a fancy lab? Because I just told you before. Dakin Shuva Chikre Lev, Ena Makiro, Ava Boki Badavi Akirenu, etc. He's not sure if to go over a little bulky, maybe not. Right now, I can't tell. Or, for example, a person has some special way to determine. You're not required to go. He says it's clear to him. If you go to a fancy lab, everyone agrees it's considered Ein or Iser Niker. Very important, so it's considered to be Ein ha iser niker. Where else do you find such a concept, Rabbi Osai? Let's show it. See, we hear once before. Watch this. You may recall we discussed this very recently. Simon Kuftes, Tarova Shamin Bishaino Mino Yavish Biyavish. And that's the case. How can it be a case if it's two separate entities and it's two different types? So how can it be a tarovas? Just pick out one from the other. What's the case? One of the examples: nifrech lechatichas dakas ve'nika ben zelazel b'mara al b'tam. This is the shach's one of the three pshalim in the shach. Umen ator batal barov. And the shach quotes it over here. Prichodesh says no. When you taste it, you'll be able to tell what's what. Others say no. That's not considered to be Nika Raiser. You see this Torah in the Shach hold, that's not considered to be Nika Raiser. It's Batal Barov. When you taste it, you have to spit it out, okay? But until then, it's considered to be Batal Barov, Rabosai. So you see that Nika Raiser has some significant limitations. Significant limitations, Rabosai. We have over here from the Shach and Simon Kuftes, Sivkot and Ches. The Prichodesh disagrees, but the Shach argues. Not only that, the Shach in Simen Tzadi Ches at the end of Sivkot and Vav, take a look, just a quick peek back. Shach in Simen Tzadi Ches, end of Sivkot and Vav. See what he says over there. Every source is important. He writes over here. He says, quoting from the Isur V'Heter, he says like this. A complicated story. Came into the time of Talia Milsa, Gam Yavish Azlina Basatayma,
Okay? And he's basically saying over here, according to the Siman Kuf test, the same you sold. Why? If you look in the original source, that's from the that the Shach quotes, it's from the Issa V'Heter, Klal Chof Gimel Din Ches, that's quoted over here. You get an impression from that source that if it's very difficult to separate one from the other, that's not considered to be in the category of Nikara Yisr. It's not called Nikara Yisr, that's all. So you find this concept in a number of different places. Oh. Now, it's true the Bari HaShul quotes a Maril, it's not considered to be a Tarovis, but the explanation is given, it all depends how difficult it is to find the Isser. If it's difficult to find it, we assume, Rabosai, that's not considered to be Nikara Isser. Interesting, Rabosai. We saw one possible compromise in the Sefer B'dikas HaMazon Kalacha, Rabbi Vaishlita. If it's a needle in a haystack, maybe you should consider it to be Nikar. Because as soon as you find a needle in a haystack, you know it's a needle. But if, even after you find the item, you're still not sure what it is, that's not considered to be in the category of Nikar or Yisr. So we see that the Poskim are very troubled by the definition of Nikar or Yisr. Time doesn't allow me to go into all the Pratim right now. I'd like to, but I still don't have the time. But there is a tremendous dispute on these matters. And this dispute has tremendous ramifications. Tremendous ramifications. Now, again, to give a very small sampling, because I don't have the time to go into the whole thing. The crazy you placey, the same one as Hoa is helping us out. A bug that you can find is considered to be Nikar HaYisr. The crazy placey, is the one who said by the fat that's not considered to be Nikar HaYisr. The answer presumably is right now the fat is all mixed in. You have to get an artificial water to get it out. Here the bug is not mixed in, you just have to find it. That's a crazy placey on the one end. Aruch HaShulchan is the other way around. Aruch HaShulchan is against the crazy placey. Why? Because it's not considered to be a tarovis. The fat is solid and the rest of it is liquid. Just can't see it. Right? You can't see it easily. But when it comes to bugs, the other Aruch HaShulchan is more makel, because it's a smaller amount, it's harder to find. And therefore the Poskim want to suggest, Rabosai, if you can see it creeping in the sun, it's considered to be Nikar HaYisr. But if it can't, because of the background, it's a beer, and you can't see it, it's not considered to be Nikar HaYisr. And that's what Chazon Ish seems to say. Depends on how Korah saw Ayin. Even if you can see it in the sun, the Mishnah Sotah Zov here suggests in Siman Kuf. Siman Pei Dalet, but bugs, that's not considered to be necessarily Nikar, because it's a Torah. It's hard to find it. This leads us, Rabosai, to two major questions. But I don't like to talk in a rush. Maybe we have to stop the shiur now. So we'll have to stop here. I wanted to finish the whole bug parsha today, but I did not succeed. Tomorrow we'll start off with bugs. Two critical examples we're going to give. Strawberries and water. Those are the two most important things we spend time on. We'll start with that tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. We'll continue in the following Siman and Besiyata Dishmai. Okay.